Yo, it's 10:55 a.m. September 10th. I'm awake. I'm just getting up. I was did some show last night. It was whatever. Then I went to my friend Claudia's birthday party. It's her birthday today. It's also my dad's birthday today. Somebody had told me, like, fucking years ago, that Claudia's birthday was actually on 9/11, and she changed it, like, her celebration. And when anybody asked her when her birthday was, she changed it to the 10th, so she wouldn't have to celebrate her birthday on 9/11. And I just believed it. And I talked to her last night. Turns out not true. I don't know if that. I can't remember even told me that. But it was such a. It was such a. I thought it was funny. So I thought, of course, I'm gonna believe it. It's fun to believe. It's like whenever you see something, like a crazy fucking story or hear it. He's like, "Oh yeah, I want to believe that, so I'm gonna repeat it." That's I guess that's how we lost this last election. Is people wanted to believe the Pizzagate. Because really, Pizzagate's it's not a fun story in the sense that there was in that there's fake children that are being abused and trafficked. But I mean, the thought that these, DC elites are running a child sex ring out of a pizza place in Washington, DC, that's, who doesn't want to believe that story? Well, man, I've just been high the past 3 days. It's really not good for your brain. I'm starting to believe that. I think I'm gonna stop with the weed for a little bit. Take a little break. Can't hurt. It's not like anybody's like, it all went bad for me when I stopped smoking weed for a month. Oh, then everything just went to shit. My life fell apart. And I don't really know anybody that says, "Oh, it all came together once I got that vape pen." Once I got that vape pen, and I was just able to kind of be high all the time. My family life came together. My job, everything, home life, work life, it all became. Maybe there are people that say that. It sounds like. It could really make all that stuff a lot better. Well, I don't think I'm going to do that 100-year thing again today. I'm just not in the mood. Sorry, Kevin. This is a good idea, and maybe we will implement it at another time. But I don't think that time is today. Why? I'm sitting on the couch. I got up. I had to have a drink of water before I started. I couldn't do this from bed. Well, I could have went back up to bed. I didn't. I was too tired to go back. I said, "God, I'll go downstairs. I'll have a drink of water, and I'll start." And then I ended up just plopping on the couch and pulling up my phone and talking. All right. Let's look at the news. Of course, there's the hurricane. I'm very worried, very concerned about this hurricane. Let's take a. Hope everybody got out of Florida. That show I did last night, there was a bunch of people from Florida that were up here in New York escaping the hurricane. So I was glad that they made it out, but Florida's got a lot of people in it. Man sent to prison for burning four kittens to death. I'm not even going to read this. Fuck this guy. I hope he's... Jail's not good enough for him. I know I'm going to open it up and see that he got like 6 months in jail. And it's not enough. That should be like a hundred. Fuck this dude. Oh, that's disgusting. Cats are better than people. I'll say that. Well, I mean, would I save a cat over a person? I would save my cats over a person, but if it was a cat I didn't know and a person I didn't know, I'd save the person. I'm not going to say cats are less complicated than people, and I love my cats more than I love other people because they're my cats. But I say cats are better than people. I guess that's not really a fair assessment. People are... You know, it's like cats can't speak English, which makes them a lot easier to deal with. They can't speak, they can only, you know, meow. If they were able to speak any human language, I don't know if I would dig them as much, you know? Because even if a cat couldn't speak English, but they could speak Portuguese, it'd be like somebody... You would learn Portuguese, and then so basically then they... Right? Wouldn't you? If your pet spoke Portuguese, wouldn't you learn it? Like if all pets spoke Portuguese, right? But they don't teach it to you in school. And then you get old, but you have a pet. You get a little older, you're like, I want to know what the fucking thing's saying. He's speaking in Portuguese. Why didn't we learn this? Why isn't everybody learning the pet language? Meanwhile, in Portugal, you know, they're talking to their pets all day. It's not, but then, you're talking to them, now they're basically people. So now they have all the fucking problems of people. And really, you comfortable having a pet that can speak a language? Like a full-on language? Like those monkeys that speak sign language? Should be comfortable having one of them you know, they're not really pets, they're like research monkeys. Maybe somebody does have a monkey that can speak sign language as a pet. I wouldn't be down with that. I don't know, something about, once you could speak, you're not a pet anymore. Go get a job. You know, or figure out something. You can get an apartment once you can speak. That's the whole point. Like, these animals, they can't, you know, well, cats, they can go out and live a life. They don't really need people. These two like it here, I think, though. All right, let's see. Woman who chose to keep her baby instead of chemotherapy has died 3 days after delivery. Oh, boy. Well, that's heavy. Well... I think I would have taken the, you know, who knows? Well, that's a lot of pressure on that kid. I'm sure, I don't know, I'm sure she thought a lot about the decision. I have nothing else to say about that. Let's move on. 2,100 bodies of civilians discovered in aftermath of Mosul. Okay. All right, let's not talk about that. South Tampa restaurant turning into shelter for Hurricane Irma, offering free food, place to sleep. Isn't that... Thank you, restaurant. Isn't that nice? I'm sure they're, some of these places are, they built some strong... you know, there was this guy down in the Keys. He keeps calling into CNN. I wonder if they're paying him. But he's like, I'm in this new townhouse. It's built for 250 mile an hour winds. It's like a bunker. Nothing's gonna push it over. And if the bridge goes out, I'd rather be on this side of the bridge than on that side of the bridge. And I had no place to go. But so maybe this restaurant's like that. It's like, can take crazy, crazy wind. I mean, is there anything you could do to stop a hurricane? Can we come up with like one of these weather controlling machines or something? I thought we were supposed to. There is conspiracy theories that we have one. Jesse Ventura believes that. It's like called HARP. And all these disasters are created by the government. Let's do one last one and then I'm going to get out of here. 7-Eleven responds to price gouging complaints with free water. Oh, that's good. So they're giving out free water. If you're in Florida and you're listening to this podcast, you can get free water at 7-Eleven. And why are you listening to this podcast? Watch the news. Good. I'm glad that you listened. Let me know that you listened if you were down in Florida. And this podcast made it to the hurricane. All right. Tomorrow's 9/11. Isn't that something? So I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.